Good morning. Your presence here is a tribute to my son, and I thank you. I am Mary. Most people know me best as the mother of Jesus, but they sometimes don't think about the fact that I was also a daughter who was unsure of how my parents would react when they learned of my pregnancy. I was also pledged to be married to Joseph. I was the child. I was with child, but he was not the father. The punishment for my presumed indiscretion was death by stoning. But you know, God is always in control of those who trust in him. I was surely surprised the day when the angel greeted me. He told me of my value to the Lord and assured me right away that the Lord was with me. Quieting my fears, he gave me the incredible news that I was to be the mother of the Messiah. I, Mary, a poor young woman, betrothed to a carpenter, were to raise the Son of the Most High? But I am a virgin, I said. How can this be? I just couldn't imagine. He went on to explain, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. He then reminded me that nothing is impossible with God. Being a devout Jewish girl, I knew that this was true. So trusting God's implicity, I committed. I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said, I replied. And then he was gone. The angel had told me about Elizabeth's miraculous pregnancy, and now I wanted to see her more than ever. I ran to the hills where she lived, filled with excitement. I was so happy. When I entered and spoke to her, her baby leapt for joy in her womb. I still have a hard time grasping that I, a poor Jewish girl, would give birth to the Christ child. But I believed and trusted my Heavenly Father, and he gave me peace. My song to the Lord was solely one of praise for allowing me to serve him in this way. I stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months and came back, uncertain of how Joseph would react to the news, yet still at peace about how it would all turn out. My uncertainty did not last for long. As soon as I learned that he, too, had been visited by an angel who had explained everything to him, my Joseph understood and not only wanted me as his wife, but was totally committed to the responsibility of raising the Son of God. God is faithful when we trust in him. Joseph and I moved our wedding day up and didn't worry if people assumed the worst. He knew God was in control and he gave us peace. Even when we had to go to Bethlehem for the census, we went together. It was a long trip that a pregnant woman really had no business taking, but we knew that the child was to be born in Bethlehem. God would take care of us. Even when the inns were full, it didn't matter. We were used to humble circumstances. Only earthly kings are concerned with pretentious surroundings and earthly wealth. The King of Kings was born in humble surroundings to show us what is really important and what brings us real peace. Oh, I knew that the baby would be a boy and then a man. And then, well, at the moment, all that mattered was that we were all together. Joseph, precious little Jesus, and I, a family. Joseph and I shared our commitment to the task of raising God's son as our very own and to accepting all the changes that it would bring to our lives, this unique responsibility. He had been faithful and brought us to a little cattle stall. It was so still with the sound of only an occasional lowing of a cow interrupting the silence. The moon filtered its soft light through the cracks in the walls, illuminating our son, who had come to illuminate the world. We knew what real peace was. Peace isn't found in the glitter of your lights and the decorations or the tantalizing holiday foods, nor is it found in that perfect gift under the tree. True peace is found in answering God's call and to trust him to help you be what he wants you to be. Joseph and I knew that. So enjoy the decorations and the glitter of your lights, but find peace in the light of the world. Savor all the tantalizing foods, but get your real food from the bread of life. Be thoughtful in your giving and give your greatest gift to all of you to the Lord. Trust him with your whole life and he will give you peace. Today, we light the fourth candle on our Advent wreath, the candle representing peace.
Good morning. Good morning. I hope you all enjoyed the short little video. As you can see, we have kids that do a lot of things in this congregation, and it was kind of fun to get a little Facebook searching on everybody's website for the past 2 weeks trying to pull pictures. It's a little bit of work, but thanks for waiting. I got up to work. Without him, they wouldn't have been there. So, the children are going to do our annual musical this morning. It's called A Tree Like Christmas. It's about being part of the family of God and paying it forward. They put a lot of work into it, as they always do. We started about end of October, so they can learn the lines. One little glitch this morning, sickness happens, so Caleb Shainer is out with the flu. And he had a main part. So, Kenny Zacharias is going to read his part with the book. And Caleb also had a solo. So Donna is just going to sing his part so the kids know when to come in. So just see the Shainer family, you know, it's Christmas week and one child gets sick, they're all going to end up with it. So keep them in your prayers, just making Kelly. She has 4 men in her family. So. We know how that can be, moms. So we're going to go ahead and bring the kids in and get started for you.
Christmas in all through town. Last minute shoppers were running around. So out on the lot we were selling our tree to bring in my shoppers to put on the tree.
happen.
That didn't happen.
I gotta find where we're at.
Tree's a beauty. She's gonna light up someone's living room real nice.
Oh my, that tree is gorgeous. It's perfect, Coco, don't you think? It looks stunning in my foyer.
I'm sure it will. That would be $25, ma'am.
Here's $30. Keep the change.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas. And Jacob, thank you and your family for donating all these trees for us to sell.
You're welcome. Dad said he's healthy. He could help out. I mean, what a great cause, to share Christmas message tonight and bless those among us who are less fortunate. We wouldn't think of taking any money.
And Mr. Carmichael, thank you for donating
the lot. I said you could use my lot to sell your trees. Then you can buy all your toys from me tonight, right there in my store. No need to go anywhere else.
Thank you!
Mr. Carmichael, have you picked out a Christmas tree yet?
No, I don't need one.
Well, then pick one out. No charge.
Why, yes. It's all I... Achoo!
God bless you.
Thank you, Jacob. Anyway, Mr. Carmichael, it's our way of saying thank you for donating
the lot. Just my lot. And no thanks for the tree. Christmas trees remind me of family trees.
What's the matter with that?
It doesn't matter now. It's just me, and it's perfect. A family of one.
Achoo!
Gesundheit.
Danke schön, Jacob.
If you got a cold, young lady, keep your distance. It's no time for me to get sick. Cha-ching, cha-ching, if you know what I mean.
Oh, that reminds me. Dad said to tell you the whole family is coming tonight for the pageant. Every member of the Jesse household will be there.
My mom's coming tonight. She missed my school program because she had to work, but she's coming tonight. She'll be so surprised when she finds out I'm married.
Mr. Carmichael, would you be coming to our pageant?
Oh, please come. I'm married.
What? No, I'll be too busy selling at the store. You know what I always say? Money doesn't grow on trees. I gotta get back to the store.
That's so sad. Mr. Carmichael doesn't want a Christmas tree.
And he doesn't have a family.
Who doesn't have a family?
It's too bad he's not coming tonight. He could learn how he could be in God's family.
Yes, that's the good news of Christmas. Because of Jesus, we can all be part of the family of God.
Thank you.
Hey, look, I scored. I sold 2 more trees, and they got us a large tip after they saw me lift up a tree with one hand.
You're crazy. Oh, good. Now we can make 3 little girls very happy. I need an Elsa doll, an Elsa costume, and an Elsa backpack.
I'll get those for you.
Oh, Elsa's my favorite.
Let it go. Let it go.
Enough of the song, girls. Let it go, please. I'll get you. Give me the money. Let it go.
Excuse me.
Yes, Lee Bendigo.
Gracias, Jacob. Here's the money, Mr. Carmichael. That should be enough.
The thing here, tons of hand sanitizer in the store.
I really hope we sell enough trees for all those gifts. Oh, that reminds me. How's the bake sale going, girls?
It's going great. We've got gluten-free,
fat-free,
sugar-free,
and peanut-free.
Sounds flavor-free to me.
Anyway, you won't believe this. About 5 minutes ago, a guy started something. He said it was called Pay It Forward.
What's that mean?
Well, he wants to pay for the person's food behind him as a gift.
And now that's what everyone's doing.
Anybody else want a sweet treat?
Yeah!
You a Merry Christmas. He'll be so surprised.
Got your Elsa merchandise. I made a fortune off that movie. Thank you, Mickey.
Mr. Carmichael, you've been working so hard. Aren't you kind of hungry? How about a sweet, yummy treat?
Any more toys?
Yes.
C.O.T. Bendigo.
Rassy, Jacob.
Hey, I scored. I
He was a kasharoo. And Abigail, have you ever thought that maybe you're allergic to evergreens?
I'm beginning to think so. But since we sold 3 more trees, can you get us 3 more toys? A basketball, a soccer ball, and a football?
Give me the money.
Mr. Carmichael, you look so hungry. Aren't you kind of hungry?
No, I only eat gluten, sugar, and fat-free food.
Perfect. You could have the fruitcake.
How much for the fruitcake?
Oh, it's already been paid for.
What?
It's a gift, Mr. Carmichael. Don't you get it? Somebody paid it forward.
Well, that's just ludicrous, people. Money doesn't grow on trees, kids.
Here you go.
Here's your fruit and sugar, fat-free fruit.
Enjoy. Mr. Carmichael, are you sure you don't want to come tonight?
She's buried in the major pageant.
No, we'll be busy at the store. That manger scene keeps showing up every Christmas. I can't make any money off of that. I'll get your toys.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
I'm going back to the store, but to be politically correct, young lady, it's Happy Holidays. We don't want to offend our customers, or they won't buy from us.
Offend customers? What about offending God?
I guess he doesn't know Christmas is all about Jesus and his birth in the manger.
We've got to give Christ a Christmas. After all, we're celebrating his birthday.
I tied 2 more trees to 2 more cars. Glad I brought my guns. Smith and Wesson.
Well, we still need to buy a few more gifts for tonight. How's the bake sale going?
It's going great. We have $32.
Oh, good. Now we can afford the pink tricycle and the little Legos. Luke, would you run in and tell Mr. Carmichael?
Sure, Legos and a tricycle.
Pink. Bye.
tricycle.
Pardon me, can you just make it?
At your service, what do you need?
Have you been struggling with enough birds?
Yeah, I unloaded some this morning. Walk this way.
Oh, there you are, Jacob. I was wondering where you went.
I've been tying trees to trunks. It's been a busy day.
Hey, I have a question about Christmas trees. Why do we decorate them anyway?
I can answer that one. My family's been growing evergreens for the past 3 generations. First of all, evergreens are the only trees that stay green all year long. It reminds me of the everlasting life we can have in Jesus.
And the tree points up to heaven. That's why we put a star on top.
And if you decorate a Jesse tree like my family does, you can hang ornaments on it that can remind you of events in the Bible from creation to Christ's birth. Oh, and one more thing. I almost forgot. We hang our Jesse tree upside down.
What?
Upside down? Why would you do that?
Because it points down. Jesus came to earth for us. My dad always says, our Christmas gift from God was not under a tree, but on a tree.
I just thought of something. Jesus paid it forward for us.
I like that. Yes, Jesus did pay it forward for us.
Hey, I know a song about Christmas trees.
We know that one too.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree.
Oh, I can top that. Hit it, boys.
Everlasting light, making all things new, like an evergreen reaching to
Charlie. No, the one who's going to play Mary.
Well, your mother just called on my private cell phone.
She did. She's coming to see me be...
Well, she's going to be late. Something down at City Hall needed her attention.
What?
I don't take messages.
Not again.
I'm sure if she doesn't... I'm sure she'll make it.
Have a sweep.
We'll see, Jacob. And if she doesn't, Mr. Carmichael could always video it for you.
What? I never agreed to do that. I'll be selling at the store. You know what I always say?
Money doesn't grow on trees.
I don't think she's allergic to evergreens. I think she's allergic to Mr. Evergreen.
Mr. Carmichael, I have a question. You have on a very unusual cologne. What is it called?
Oh, you like it? I've worn it for years. It's called Mula Amore. I had it at Carmichael Stores.
Well, there it is. Mula Amore.
Any more toys?
Yes. We have just enough money for the Ken and Bobby Deluxe Cottage set. And racing call.
Money, please. Thank you.
And we're done. Every child on the list is getting a present tonight.
Yay!
Addison, we need to finish wrapping these presents. Could you help me?
Sure. I can't wait to see the children's faces. It feels so good to give, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And when I think how God gave us his only son, well, it makes me want to give all I can in Jesus' name.
Only sons could die a sinner.
time for the pageant.
And here comes our special friend.
And the police!
Excuse me, is there Mr. Carmichael here?
That would be me. What's this all about?
I'm here from City Hall, and I'm shutting you down!
What?
Sir, do not use this area out front. Without a proper permit, and I'm afraid you don't have one.
What? I've never heard of such a thing before.
I have my orders. Back it up, kid.
No.
You heard me.
Wait.
Mommy, you made it, but now there's no pageant.
No.
I would have been here sooner, but Wall is at work today. I overheard that they're going to shut you down, Mr. Carmichael.
They can't close me down the weekend before Christmas.
Now, wait a minute, look. I've got your permit. I pulled some strings in here, but Mr. Carmichael, you're back in business.
Yay!
I'll be the judge. It's clear. Okay, you're back in business.
Yay! Mommy, you paid it forward for Mr. Carmichael.
Why? Yes, you did. Why would you do something like that for me?
Because that's what Christmas is all about. Loving one another like Jesus loved us.
Mr. Carmichael, did I mention I was playing Mary in the pageant?
You are?
Yes, Mama. Oh, I gotta run. Wardrobe!
Firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger, since there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and they were afraid.
Fear not, the angel said to them, I will bring you good news and great joy for all.
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born.
He is Christ the Lord.
Thank you.
Now that was, how do you say, very moving. I'd like to know more about this kid.
Well, he's not a baby anymore. He's savior of the world and lord of all.
Yes, I'd like to know more.
It's simple. God's only son, Jesus, paid for our sins with his very life. We just have to accept his free gift.
And then you can get to be a part of the family of God, too.
Hey, Mr. Carmichael, you might want that Christmas tree after all.
Dude, free gift.
Why, yes. I believe I would. And to show my appreciation to all of you, my new family, go and pick out a free gift. On me.
Really?
Yes! And Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas!
And a couple of places they were a little iffy, but you guys made it through. You, that was great. Okay, I'm going to thank Donna Zacharias. Stand up, Donna. out on this. And I just want to remember Cindy Barnes today because she has always been a huge part of this program. And she would come to practice and say, I have these songs in my head. I'm singing them in my sleep. And I have really thought a lot about her this Christmas season. So just keep her and her family in your prayers this Christmas season. Donnie, you want to tell about the gift that they had to do? Explain.
Now I do have to stand up. Oh, yes, I do. This year,